KJAN Sports.
And welcome to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN, our chance to talk all things Atlantic sports here during the winter sports season. We'll be talking boys basketball with head coach Alan Jenkins. We'll talk girls basketball with head coach Kelly Jewell. Also talk a little Atlantic Cam Wrestling as they prepare to take part in district action here today in Harlan. And we'll also talk a little boys swimming as they're getting ready to compete at the state meet today over in Marshalltown. We'll get that all started. We'll start with boys basketball after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through Voya Financial. Member SIPC. OSI Oakland, a food processing company which does business domestically and internationally. OSI is a leader in the industry and an equal opportunity employer and drug-free workplace. Visit Iowa Workforce website for future openings at OSI in Oakland.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. They're now being joined here this morning by Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Alan Jenkins. Coach, thanks for your time here this morning.
Hey, glad to be here, Chris.
Well, you've got kind of a busy week here. You had three games, a couple of games to start off the week against Creston and Clarinda, and then one last night in a cross-class battle there against Trainer. I guess we'll start from the top and early in the week. You took on a Creston team that played you really close down in their place earlier in the season, and you came out on Monday and handled their star Kylan Smallwood really well, and you played really well to come away with a big win.
Yeah, absolutely. We felt like earlier in the season down there that we just weren't as good as we needed to be defensively. We were still a little bit in a learning process, and we were able to make good work of them on Monday once we got settled into the game. I thought offensively we were very efficient, field goal percentage up near 60%. We kind of just got what we wanted when we needed it throughout the game. Shot the ball well from the perimeter, got a lot of touches inside to Leonard. And that's really what makes us when we're at our best, is the ability to play inside out and establish an inside first. So it was a lot of fun for our guys in front of a big home crowd. To be able to get after a team like Creston right away.
Yeah, it was a nice win, moved the ball really well throughout that game, and then you came right back and had to play another one on Tuesday night. Ended up being a little bit different setting, different atmosphere, as the game ended up being played at the middle school because wrestling action getting ready over at the high school. So that provided a different atmosphere. The game itself was kind of back and forth. There were stretches of the game where you played really well. Of course, you come away with a big win, but there are other parts of the game where things kind of got stale a little bit, I think, for both teams out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we built the lead to halftime, 43-11, we became a little stagnant in the third quarter. We weren't at our best there. And then fourth quarter, we played majority of our guys that don't get a lot of time, a lot of JV players, which was nice. Mm-hmm. I think you really liked the way you played the first, second. You're probably a little disappointed in how you played the third. But, right now we're just really trying to search for consistency. We weren't at our most consistent cells on Friday versus Trainer either. So when we play a complete game, Chris, we realize that we're just a very tough team to beat, and that's what you need down the stretch. And you got to put together three nice solid games in a row, and hopefully we'll find that true 32-minute consistency here coming up.
Yeah, it's always nice, of course, when you come out of the week with three in the W column after it's all said and done. I didn't get to see the game last night, Coach, but sound like one that did come down a little bit towards the wire, where you guys had to make some free throws to be able to hang on and come away with the win.
Yeah, we had to make some plays down the stretch. Once again, fourth quarter, give Trainer a ton of credit. They, I think they hit seven threes in the second half. Most of those would have been late third quarter, early fourth. So they had a good barrage there. They had a lot of contested shots. where we had a hand in the face and people in position. So Trainer made plays. We missed quite a few free throws when we got to the line 1-on-1. It was probably one of our poorest shooting nights of the season. And something we stress with the team is that you're going to have to win games when you don't shoot well. That's the sign of a good team. And to pull off a win against a real solid Trainer team, with the ability to do it without a great shooting night, I think is a positive. Now we get ready to transition into Denison on Thursday, and then we got the whole postseason sitting ahead of us, in which there's a good possibility if we can win the first one, we'll play a second game at home. So we've been good at home lately, and then we can hopefully keep that home stretch going.
Yeah, and last week, of course, you did get together with the coaches and get the seating all mapped out then for that sub-state, and all those pairings, of course, now have been released, and you've got the opportunity for that first home game there against Winterset, and as you said, a good chance then to move on and play another one at home. Talk about how that process went. You thought you going in that you're pretty sure you're going to come away with being the one seed, but how the whole kind of sub-state bracket sets up, how'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I think we had a strong case for the one seed. I think it's a good position to be in. You don't know at the time of the meeting the importance of the one and two seed, because we didn't realize when we met on Wednesday night that when it was going to be released Friday, that one and two seeds were going to have an opportunity to host two games at home should they win their first. So that was obviously a nice bonus. But I think the coaches, we worked well together in the meeting. I think it's important that we do truly seed out this bracket 1-8. We go back to last year. We played in a really tight, close ball game with Glenwood in the district final. Where I think they're fifth in the state, we're sixth in the state. Now that game, should both teams win, wouldn't take place until a sub-state final. And I think that's what this new process does, and I'm glad they do that.
Yeah, and so it should be interesting, I guess, to see how it all ends up playing out. And the other thing that they are continuing to do as well is in those first-round matchups, trying to have sites that are playing host to doubleheaders. So that first night coming up on the 20th, there will be two games for folks to come out if they want to check out both the matchups that will be in action that night. Harlan will face ADM at 6:30, and then you guys will take the floor at 8 o'clock against Winterset. So a good night to come out and support the Trojans and see some good basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be able to host an event like this, and we know that ADM and Harlan have two very good teams that will play before us. And we need all the fan support we can get. We need to have a home court advantage. Probably goal number one right now is generating fans to get them there, because we want to feed off our fans. We want to use this as a true advantage.
Well, it should be a lot of fun to continue to watch your team here down the stretch, Coach. We look forward to speaking to you again next week. Of course, won't be much changed by then, but we'll get ready then for the postseason. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Chris.
All right, thank you a lot. That's Head Coach Alan Jenkins here with the boys basketball team. We'll come back and talk a little girls basketball here coming up next. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Griswold Communications is proud to be a locally owned company, powering Griswold, Elliott, Lewis, and Grant with Blue Surge Internet, television, and voice services.
J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. New Tech Seed is a premier seed brand focused on providing farmers with the power to outperform and offer genetics and traits that prove outstanding yield potential. For all your corn and soybean needs, visit yieldleader.com or call Steve Wilcox, 712-254-0728. And welcome back to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN as we now talk a little girls basketball here for the Atlantic squad as they prepare for the postseason here today. Their first round postseason matchup is tonight as they travel to take on East Sac County up in Sac City. It's a game we'll have here for you on KJN. We've got Hawkeye basketball at 5 o'clock as they're on the road at Michigan State. As soon as that game is done, which hopefully will be before tip-off of the Atlantic girls game, we'll jump right into our coverage as the Atlantic girls get set to take on the East Sac County Spartans there. So we'll have that coming up for you here this evening. And get that underway as quick as we can. I do have to apologize. We're not going to have Coach Jewell on live here this morning. I was intended to catch up with him yesterday, but unfortunately I've been down and out with a little bit of illness, so I didn't get the chance to do that. He's at his all-conference meet here this morning for the Hawkeye 10, so he's got some duties there to take care of. But we will let you listen in here to the last words in the catch-up that we did have with him, and of course this will be likely what we were to talk about anyways. This is Coach Jewell after Tuesday night, their last game as the game that they played at the middle school there against Clarinda. That was their last game of the regular season before they got ready for the postseason game here today. And this is what Coach Jewell had to say after that contest wrapped up. All right, Coach Kelly Jewell. Coach, you're able to pick up a win here tonight. It was a little bit rough up and down there for a while, but you're able to do enough, and especially at the free throw line, shot the ball well to be able to get a win.
Yeah, I mean, early on, you know, so far the last couple of games, our MO has been to play well in the first quarter and then not the last three. Tonight we played terrible in the first and played pretty darn good the last three. So I was happy once we got to the second quarter for the most part. I mean, we shot 30 of 39 or something from the free throw line. And, you know, we got to give a lot of our credit to our freshmen because Kenzie Waters started attacking the rim in the second quarter and got some foul calls. And other people kind of got a little juice flowing after she did that. And, you know, I think it was a big game for her. And then everybody kind of followed suit around her. And, you know, Catherine made some big free throws with the sore right shoulder at the end of the game, too. So I'm very happy with everyone out there. And we needed a win before East Sac County.
Yeah, and you were able to get the balance scoring a little bit better tonight as well with Waters knocking down Iatter for 15 and then Bestie for 14. So you're starting to get things spread out a little bit more evenly there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Dembesi that we see in practice. I mean, I was teasing her that she waited till her last regular season game to use her post moves, but that's the things she can do in the post, and, you know, we knew that, and we saw it tonight. She did a couple or some really good things in the post tonight, and we need that to be successful, is that we need a couple people to score a double digits and a few more to fill in with 8 and 9, and tonight we did a pretty good job.
Do you know much about your postseason opponent yet?
Well, I got some film on them. They play Carroll Kemper. And so I'm going to go waiting to get some film from West Bend Mallard. So we'll have a little bit. They got a couple, you know, a point guard that scores about 13 or 14 a game, and everything runs through the point guard. So we're going to go watch the video the rest of the night and get ready for, you know, three good days of practice, hopefully.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, that was Atlantic head girls basketball coach Kelly Jewell. After that win on Tuesday night over Clarinda, they pulled out a 55-45 win in that one, their second win of the season and second win of the season over Clarinda. Earlier on Monday night had lost one to Creston at home in a tough one. 62-53 was the final there, so that's how the week went there for the Atlantic squad. And now they prepare for that game tonight against East Sac County on the road up in Sac City. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off, so if you are going to travel up there, and they have also announced that it'll be played at the middle school gymnasium. So it's the same facility, same location, but the middle school gym is where they will be playing that. Have it for you here tonight on the radio, and we've got lots of coverage coming up with stuff here throughout the day as wrestling as well. But we'll pick that up as soon as the Hawkeyes are done tonight. They're on the road at Michigan State. Men's basketball, that gets underway at 5, and hopefully by the time that game's wrapping up, then we'll get right into the Atlantic girls taking on East Sac County here this evening. So that's a look at the girls basketball squad and them trying to move on. So hopefully we'll have more to talk about here next week as them continuing to move on in the postseason. And we'll, of course, let you all know all about that here tonight. So that's a little about basketball. We'll move on here to talk a little Atlantic Cam wrestling coming up here next.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls. Hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Hummel Insurance Services in Oakland is here to help you save money and protect what matters most with insurance policies for farm, home, auto, life, liability, and blanket. Call Hummel Insurance today at 800-482-6426. Midstates Bank in Avoca. If you're looking for a bank that works hard to help with your finances, see Midstates Bank. They provide first-class quality and the convenience you've come to expect. Midstates Bank of Avoca, helping you reach your dreams.
And welcome back to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN. And we'll talk a little Atlantic Cam Wrestling now here for you. And same scenario. I usually catch up with Coach Duff on Friday, but I was down and out with illness, so didn't do that here this week. But he's got plenty to do. They're getting busy ready this morning to get ready for that district meet up in Harlan, as they will have seven wrestlers battling for a spot at the state wrestling individual tournament. And the action today will get underway at noon. That's when everything is supposed to get started, and we'll have some coverage here for you today. We're going to bring Jim Field and Justin Williams will team up, as they did last Tuesday night for the dual team stuff. They're going to team up and give you a little individual wrestling coverage here today for those Atlantic wrestlers. It probably, of course, won't be necessarily wall-to-wall coverage, because they'll just be doing those Atlantic Cam wrestlers when they're out there for the most part. But we'll have lots of coverage from noon on here of that action here today up in Harlan. The Atlantic Cam wrestlers that will be in action today include Cole Hansen at 113, Carter Cox at 120, Chase McLaren at 126, Cale Roller at 160 pounds, Drake Roller at 170, Zach Stork at 195, and John McConkey at 285. Now, the district competition, the first and second place finishers will advance to compete at the state individual wrestling tournament. And it's the true first and second, so they do have a way to get back there in the bracket to that second place matchup. So you have an opportunity there, and usually the way it's going to work with this district is there are only four wrestlers in each weight class. That's just how it works out in the Class 2A. So two of them will get to move on to the state wrestling championships next week. So pretty decent odds, and there's a lot of intense action, I'm sure, going to be going on today as part of that up in district play in Harlan. And the individual tournament, by the way, next week in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena will be Thursday through Saturday. That's the 16th through the 18th. Now, that will be preluded by the state team duel competition, and that'll be going on Wednesday, also at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The Atlantic Cam Wrestling team is already qualified for that, as they did that last Tuesday night, of course, here at home, being able to pick up the wins over Harlan and Humboldt to move on there. So we'll have coverage of the dual team tourney as well as the individual tournament next week here on KJN. You can tune in next Wednesday morning. It'll be a 9 o'clock start for the Atlantic Cam squad as they take place, or they take a part in that state team duel wrestling action, as that will get underway once again at 9 o'clock in the morning with their first match on Wednesday. And let's take a look here at the full bracket here for you so that we can give you exactly what's going on with the other matchups as well. But the Atlantic Cam team, their first match will be against Washington. So Atlantic Cam got the 3 seed. They'll take on the 6 seed Washington at 9 o'clock on mat number 8 in the quarterfinal round coming up on Wednesday morning. And then from there, it depends on what time they'll wrestle. If they win, they'll wrestle in the semis at 1 o'clock. If they fall, they'll wrestle in the consolation semis at 11. And then the 5th and 7th place matches will be at 4:30 that evening. And then the finals and consolation finals will be at 6:30 that evening. So that's how the bracket shapes up. Other teams involved in Class 2A, top seed is New Hampton. They'll take on the 8 seed Denver Tripola. Creston Orient Maxburg is the 4 seed. They'll face the 5 seed Davenport Assumption. The 2 seed is Solon. They take on Sergeant Bluff Luton, the 7 seed. And then it's 3 seed Atlantic Cam facing the 6 seed Washington. So we'll have that for you coming up on Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, once again, that first matchup. And I will be there in Des Moines along with Justin Williams. So I'll get to join Justin for that coverage coming up on Wednesday. Justin, the expert, I'll just be there to try to steer the ship a little bit because he knows a lot more about it than I do. So we'll lend his expertise out to you during that action. And then from there, of course, we'll have that full day of coverage for you, depending on how things work out for the Trojans during that dual team action. And then on Thursday, we start the state individual tournament, and we'll have reports throughout the day for you here on KJN. 8 different reports each day come your way Thursday, Friday, and then on Saturday, we'll have a little bit more of a shortened time frame because they finish things off about 2 o'clock in the afternoon before they have the break before the finals. And then, as is tradition here on KJN, we'll bring you the finals coverage live for you coming up on Saturday night. Jim Field will be bringing you all those updates from Thursday through Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines of the state individual tournament, and then Justin Williams will again join him on Saturday night for that live coverage of the finals on Saturday evening. So look forward to all that, and of course keep locked into our webpage as well, KJN.com on the sports page, and he'll be keeping live updated results on there for you as well of trying to keep that up to speed as best we can of what's happening there with the state individual tournament also. So that's what's coming up here for you wrestling coverage-wise, and we wish the Atlantic Cam wrestling team the best of luck. Good luck to all those individuals today that are wrestling. This is, you know, what you work so hard for throughout the year, all those hard hours that are put in the room, all the sacrifices that are made, the hard work to make sure you're maintaining, you know, your weight where you're at, and all the strength that you have to build and the skill that it takes to get there. It's one of those great accomplishments in sports here in the state of Iowa, and we wish all those wrestlers the best of luck. It's hard enough, I think, to get to the point that they're at right now here today, but a chance to make it to that state individual tournament, which, of course, every wrestler dreams of. So good luck to all those wrestlers today. That's Cole Hansen, Carter Cox, Chase McLaren, Kale Roller, Drake Roller, Zach Stork, John McConkie, as they try to journey to state. And good luck to the whole team as they'll take place in that team duels coming up here next week as well. So great season for Tim Duff and his team, and we appreciate his time throughout the season to speak with us, and we'll hopefully have some more nice things to tell you about coming up here as we move to next week. That's a look at wrestling notes. We'll take a little talk about boys swimming because they're participating at the state meet today here in just a moment.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for farm mutual insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 712-764-6000 for competitive quotes today. Atlantic Glass Company in Atlantic has replacement windows for install and do-it-yourselfers. No job is too big or too small. For auto glass, custom showers, residential glass, and windshields, call Atlantic Glass Company at 243-7712. Nelson Machine and Forge of Marnie. Owner Steve Nelson has over 30 years of experience in the welding and fabrication business. Plus, he sells welding gases and has a variety of steel inventory. That's Nelson Machine and Forge in Marnie.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. Now chance to talk a little Atlantic boys swimming. And once again, due to my illness here this week, didn't catch up with Coach Dean Junker, but they're getting prepared and prepped here this morning to get themselves ready for the state meet. They're at Marshalltown, and we'll catch up with Coach Junker again next week and get you some final rundown of how things turn out for the squad. But hoping they do some damage here today at the state meetup in Marshalltown. It's a Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA that hosts every year, and the festivities will begin at noon. They've got a little bit of some ceremony stuff. They'll do a parade of teams, and then they have the national anthem before they get things actually started in the pool. And that competition will begin at about 12:30. Atlantic did have qualifiers in 5 events after the district swimming meets last weekend. And Damon Miller qualified yet again. He's had a successful run as an Atlantic swimmer, qualified in two individual events. He had the 12th fastest time in the 200 freestyle at a time of 145.76, and he clocked 11th overall in the 100 freestyle at 47.68. So he'll be competing in both of those events today at the state meet. So once again, Damon Miller in two individual events, the 200 free and the 100 free for him here today. Also, junior Nick Landhaus from Clarinda that's been competing with the Atlantic squad. He had the 22nd fastest time in the 100-meter backstroke. Here he swam a time of 56.30. So he'll be competing at the state meet today in that event. So the 100 backstroke there for Nick Landhaus. And then also Atlantic qualified in a couple of relays. They placed 21st overall in the 200 freestyle relay with a time of 131.12. And they were also 22nd in the state in the 400 freestyle relay, the time of 321.41. So that's a look there at the times that they swam in those relay events as well. So, well, congratulations to the teams that have all made it and the individuals that have all made it as well to that state meet. And they'll be competing once again today there at the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA, with things getting underway. 12 o'clock with festivities, 12:30 will be the competition start time. And I know Coach Junker's been really proud of where the program has come. Of course, it's just been a few years since they've got it off and running off the ground. A lot of folks putting in their own personal time, effort, and funds into making that happen. And they've continued to have more and more success as the season has gone along. There will be a few other wrestlers a few other swimmers from the area that will be competing as well as part of that state meet. We'll kind of keep updated on some of those other results from around the area as well. Teams over in Council Bluffs, the Lewis Central program, which also includes swimmers from the Glenwood area as well. They have a few qualifiers throughout their lineup as well. Mason Park, Seth Jones have both qualified from that squad and individually. But Damon Miller will be part of, by the way, if you're getting ready for those events, one of the first events up on the slate will be the 200-yard medley relay. And that will get teams out into the water there to start things off here today. And then the 200-yard freestyle. And Damon Miller will be part of the second heat. So the second of three heats that he'll be competing in as part of that action. There in that event. Also, the 200-yard individual medley will take place, followed by the 50 freestyle, and then the 100-yard butterfly, then the 100-yard freestyle. So that would be Miller once again in the same situation. He'll be in the second of three heats in that event also going on there. So it's, it gives you a heads up if for folks that are heading over there. Also, the 200-yard freestyle relay, Atlantic will be in heat one there. We'll be in the first heat with a few other teams, including the Council Bluffs ALTJ team. We'll be in that same heat with them as part of that action. So you can take a look at that full list. We do have that posted there for you, or the notes at least about who qualified on our website. You can also go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association website, and they have the full heat and lane assignments there, along with a link to follow the results along if you'd like to do that online here today. So congratulations to all those swimmers that have made it, and good luck to them today as they try to bring home some medals at that state swim meet in Marshalltown. That's going to wrap up our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here for you this week. I hope you got some good information out of that about Atlantic Sports. Get out and support them, and we'll bring you action here today. Coming up at noon, we'll have the wrestling coverage for you at the district meet at Harlan. Jim Field, Justin Williams with that. And then later on tonight at 7 o'clock, it's Atlantic and ESAC County and girls basketball in the first round 3A action. That wraps up our Coaches Show. We'll have news coming up.